Welcome to a new deep dive from AI Unraveled.
The podcast created and produced by Etienne Newman.
That's right, senior engineer and a passionate soccer dad from Canada.
Always good to be here.
And hey, if you're enjoying what we do, finding these deep dives valuable, please take a quick second.
Yeah, like and subscribe.
Wherever you get your podcasts, especially on Apple, it really helps us out.
Definitely.
So today, May 5th, 2025, we're looking at some, well, really interesting developments in the AI world.
We've got quite a mix, actually. Scientific research, software development.
Education, too. Energy infrastructure challenges.
Right. And AI and gaming, which is always fun. Plus, developer tools, copyright.
And, of course, the economic side of things. It always comes back to that, doesn't it?
It certainly seems to.
Okay. So our mission, as always, is to cut through the noise. We want to pull out the really important insights from all this news.
Give you the key trends. What they actually mean.
Without getting, you know, too bogged down in the jargon, just clarity.
Exactly. So where should we start?
Let's kick off with science. There's some potentially game-changing stuff happening there.
Yes, Future House, this nonprofit backed by Eric Schmidt.
That's the one. They've unveiled these super intelligent AI agents.
That's the term they're using. Four of them: Crow, Falcon, Owl, and Phoenix, each built for a specific scientific task.
Super intelligent AI feels a bit like sci-fi territory. What do they actually do? Crow, Falcon.
Okay, so Crow is kind of the generalist for broad research tasks.
Right.
Falcon dives deep into literature reviews. You know how time-consuming that is?
Oh, yeah, incredibly. And Owl.
Owl's job is crucial. Finding relevant prior research. Making sure scientists aren't reinventing the wheel.
Makes sense. And Phoenix?
Phoenix is all about chemistry. Planning complex workflows in that field.
Okay, but Future House is making some pretty bold claims here, aren't they? Superhuman performance.
They are. They're saying these agents, particularly in literature search and analysis, can outperform PhD researchers.
Wow. Outperform PhDs and traditional search models.
That's the claim. It's significant.
If that holds up, what does that mean for actual scientific discovery, faster breakthroughs?
That's the potential, absolutely. Imagine automating that intense process of sifting through mountains of data, synthesizing it.
It frees up researchers for, well, the thinking part. Hypotheses, experiments.
Exactly. And Future House is stressing accessibility web, API access, and, importantly, transparent reasoning.
So you can see how the AI got its answer.
Precisely. Which is vital for trust, right? You need to understand the logic.
Definitely. So it's not just speed, it's potentially a new kind of research partner. Maybe finding connections humans miss.
That's the really exciting prospect, I think. It could open up entirely new avenues of inquiry.
Okay, from science labs to coding environments, let's talk software development. Apple and Anthropic.
Yes, big news there. Apple's working on integrating Anthropic's Claude Sonnet model into Xcode.
Xcode, their main tool for developers. So an AI coding assistant baked right in.
That's the idea. A sort of co-pilot for programmers.
What kind of help are we talking? Just auto-completing code or more?
It seems like more. Helping write code, sure, but also editing, even testing.
Through a conversational interface?
Yeah.
So you can just ask to do things.
Yeah, describe what you need, ask for changes, troubleshoot problems in plain English. That's the plan.
That could really change the workflow for developers, maybe shift their focus more towards high-level design.
It's a really interesting possibility, yeah.
Yeah.
How's the role itself change?
And Apple isn't just sticking with Anthropic, right? Sounds like they're keeping options open.
That seems to be the strategy. Word is they'll likely integrate Google's Gemini later this year, too.
Gemini, Claude, plus their existing OpenAI ties.
Yeah.
It's a multi-pronged approach.
It suggests they're serious about leveraging the best external AI they can find to boost their developer tools. It's a competitive space.
Absolutely. Okay, let's switch gears to education. AI making things easier for teachers.
Yeah, this one's quite practical. The focus is on creating interactive learning materials, specifically crossword puzzles, much more easily.
Crosswords from lesson plans. How does that work?
Well, there are specialized tools like toteach.ai. But you can also use general AI assistance. The idea is to take your lesson content, text, lists, whatever, and quickly turn it into an engaging review activity.
So teachers don't need to be tech wizards to create custom learning games.
Pretty much. It's about democratizing that content creation, making it easier to tailor activities to specific student needs.
You mentioned an example using Notebook LM and Crossword Labs. Walk us through that.
Sure. So a teacher uses Notebook LM. That's Google's AI research tool. They create a new notebook, upload their lesson materials, PDFs, docs, audio even.
Okay, got it.
Then in the chat, they use a specific prompt, something like, create 10 clues for a crossword in this style. Clue answer. You give it the format.
And Notebook LM just generates the clues based on the uploaded stuff.
Exactly. Word clue pairs. Then you just copy that list.
Paste it into Crossword Labs.
Right. And Crossword Labs, which is a free online tool, automatically builds the interactive puzzle for you.
That sounds incredibly efficient. A real time saver for educators.
It really is. And it allows for that customization, making review more engaging than just, you know, rereading notes.
Definitely a cool application. Okay, let's pivot now. Infrastructure. Not always the first thing you think of with AI, but crucial.
Hugely crucial and often overlooked. The sheer growth of AI is putting massive demands on energy grids and requires a skilled workforce.
And Google seems to be tackling this head on.
They are. They've put out this initiative, powering a new era of American innovation. It's got, I think, 15 proposals, energy generation, modernizing the grid, and importantly, labor development, building up the workforce needed.
And they're putting money behind it too, right? Investing in training.
Yes, exactly. Google.org is funding the Electrical Training Alliance. The goal is to modernize electrician training using AI tools.
Modernized training. That's interesting.
Yeah, and the target is ambitious. Boost the electrical workforce by 70% by 2030.
70%? How?
By upskilling about 100,000 existing workers and creating 30,000 new apprenticeships.
Wow. And this ties into their bigger AI training fund.
It does. Their AI Opportunity Fund aims to train 1 million Americans in AI skills. And now that explicitly includes these vital infrastructure roles.
It really shows the AI boom isn't just virtual. It has very real physical consequences for energy and jobs.
Absolutely. Sustainable AI growth depends on solving these infrastructure and workforce challenges. You can't have one without the other.
A very important point. Okay, from the physical grid to the virtual world, AI playing video games. Pokemon Blue.
Yes. This was a fascinating independent project using Google's Gemini 2.5 Pro.
So the AI played through the whole game. How?
It interacted via an emulator.
Yeah.
Basically received visual data and game state information through something called agent harnesses.
Agent harnesses, like software bridges.
Kinda, yeah. They let the AI see the screen and press the virtual buttons. And based on that, it issued commands.
And it actually completed the game. That requires planning, strategy.
It did. Over hundreds of hours, apparently. It showed some pretty advanced planning.
But it wasn't fully autonomous, was it? I read it needed some help.
That's true. It wasn't just press play and walk away. It needed significant technical support.
Like what kind of support?
Specialized sub-agents for certain tasks, and even occasional human developer intervention to get it past tricky spots or guide it.
Okay, so still limitations, but impressive nonetheless.
Definitely impressive. It shows how capable these models are becoming at complex, goal-oriented tasks in virtual spaces, even if they still need a human hand sometimes.
A good sign of progress. Now, what about tools for AI developers? Meta released something called Llama Prompt Ops.
Yeah, Llama Prompt Ops. It's an open source Python library from Meta AI.
And its purposes?
It's all about optimizing prompts specifically for Meta's Llama family of language models.
Optimizing prompts. So helping developers write better instructions for the AI?
Exactly. It gives them tools and methods to refine those instructions.
So if I have a prompt that works great for, say, GPT, this helps me make it work just as well for Llama.
That's a key part of it, yeah. Adapting prompts from other models like GPT or Claude, the goal is better effectiveness, consistency, reliability when you use Llama.
Because prompts don't always translate well between different AI architectures.
Precisely. What works for one might not work for another. Meta wants to make it easier for developers to use Llama effectively. Lower that barrier.
Makes sense. Streamlining things for developers is always good.
It encourages broader adoption.
Right.
Makes their models more accessible.
Okay, let's shift again. AI and copyright. This keeps coming up.
It does. And the U.S. Copyright Office has now registered over 1,000 works that actually disclose AI-generated material was used.
Over 1,000? What does that signal? Are they figuring out the rules?
It signals they're actively dealing with it, yeah. They're establishing a working practice. The core guidance hasn't really changed, though.
Which is?
Purely AI-generated stuff. Not copyrightable. No human authorship.
Right.
But you. If a human has sufficient creative control, selecting, arranging, modifying the AI output in an original way, then that human contribution can be copyrighted.
So AI as a tool is fine. AI as the sole creator is not, for copyright purposes.
That's the distinction they're making. It acknowledges AI as an assistant, but upholds the need for human creativity for protection.
And the fact that over 1,000 works are registered this way shows creators are using AI as a tool and seeking protection for their part.
Exactly. It shows the system is starting to adapt, providing a pathway for these hybrid creations.
Got it. Finally, let's touch on the economics. Meta's earnings call had something interesting about tariffs.
Yes, Meta's CFO, Susan Lee, pointed to tariffs from the Trump administration as a factor driving up their AI infrastructure costs.
Tariffs on hardware, making the chips and servers more expensive.
Apparently so. That, plus their huge ongoing AI investments, led them to raise their projected capital spending for 2025.
How high?
Potentially as high as $72 billion.
$72 billion, wow. So trade policy is directly impacting the cost of building AI.
It seems so. It highlights how these massive tech investments are vulnerable to geopolitical factors and trade rules.
Mm.
Tariffs on essential hardware can really inflate costs for companies racing to build AI capacity.
And those costs could eventually filter down to users, potentially.
It's certainly possible. It shows the economic picture for AI is complex, tied into global trade just as much as technology.
Okay, lots to think about there. Before we continue, just a quick message for you listening.
Yeah, are you looking to boost your own productivity, maybe get access to some powerful AI tools?
We definitely recommend checking out Google Workspace.
It's got great features. Google Gemini PRO is integrated now.
Plus enhanced collaboration with Teams, brainstorming with Notebook LM Plus.
And those personalized email features are pretty neat too.
We've got a special offer for AI Unraveled listeners. There's a refer link in the show notes.
Use that link and make sure you use the promo code also in the show notes.
And you'll get an exclusive 20% off your Google Workspace subscription.
It's a great way to leverage AI and collaboration tools. So check out the link and code in the show notes.
All right, so besides those main points, there were a few other quick hits in the AI news recently.
Right. We mentioned the Pokemon Blue completion by Gemini 2.5 Pro already. That was quite the stream.
And Anthropic, seems like they're doing well, offering to buy back employee shares.
At a reported $61.5 billion valuation. That's significant growth.
Definitely. And then there was that prediction from the U.S. AI czar, David Sachs.
Oh, yeah. The projection of a million-fold increase in AI capabilities in the next 4 years.
A million times. That's hard to even comprehend.
It's certainly ambitious. We'll see.
Also, Google rolling out Gemini access for kids under 13.
Yes, reportedly with safety guardrails via Family Link supervised accounts. That'll be interesting to watch.
And bigger context windows are coming. DeepMind mentioned 10 million tokens.
Reasonably soon, was the quote from Nikolai Sabanov. That kind of context window, the AI's working memory, essentially could lead to truly powerful, maybe superhuman coding tools.
Imagine an AI that can understand an entire massive code base at once.
Exactly. And one last thing. Zoom researchers published a new prompting strategy.
Chain of draft.
Yeah. Apparently it gets similar accuracy to the established chain of thought method, but uses way fewer tokens.
So more efficient, potentially cheaper to run?
That would be the implication, yeah. Could be quite useful.
Okay, quite a few interesting smaller updates there too.
It never stops, does it?
It really doesn't. So as we start to wrap up, just a reminder about that Google Workspace offer.
Yeah, don't forget, referral link and promo code are in the show notes for 20% off.
Get access to Gemini PRO, Teams, Notebook LM Plus, personalized email.
Mm.
Definitely worth checking out to boost your own productivity with AI.
For sure.
So reflecting on everything we've covered, it's just relentless, isn't it? The pace of AI evolution.
Absolutely. From basic science with those future house agents.
To software development with Apple and Anthropic.
Education tools, infrastructure demands, AI playing games.
The developer tools like Llama Prompt Ops, the ongoing copyright questions, the economic impacts.
It touches pretty much everything now. The models are getting more sophisticated, the impact wider.
Which leads to a final thought for you, the listener. Considering everything we discussed today, the AI scientists, the game-playing AI, the costs, the legal stuff. What do you think?
Yeah, what do you predict will be the single most transformative AI innovation we actually see happen in the next, say, 12 months?
It's a tough question, but fun to think about. What will really shift things?
Definitely something to ponder. It highlights just how dynamic this field is.
Well, thank you for joining us for this AI deep dive.
Always a pleasure. Lots to digest.
And one last time, if you found this valuable, please do like and subscribe to AI Unraveled.
On Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen.
It helps others find the show. Thanks for tuning in.